Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hi, guys.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Look at us sitting in beddy right now with no coats on.
It's odd.
So
weird. And I'm actually still hot.
I know, right? Here's the thing, is last week when we did our podcast, it was like minus 44,
yeah.
And we contemplated toques.
We did.
Right? Today, you just took your jacket off.
I took my jacket off.
And I just took my light puffy coat off.
Yeah, and I turned the cool on.
I know, right? Now,
I'm
right?
Freaking hot.
And it's hot, because it's 4 degrees in Saskatoon.
Don't get me wrong, it could also be a hot flash.
Well,
I feel like I'm in perimenopause.
Well, you know what? The world does know we're going through that. We are women of a certain age. But no, it's like, I feel like we're sitting here in spring.
It feels like spring.
Yeah.
It even kind of looks like spring.
Yeah, I see dirty grass.
That seems bad.
So weird. It's so weird. You know, it just messes with your body too, hey? Because Mike the other day is like, are you getting a cold? And I'm like, because I'm sniffing and I'm snorting and then I'm not. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm getting because Mother Nature just won't make up her mind.
You get super snotty too.
And I get snotty, right? I get like, I like a head full of
snot.
And then
you're like...
Yeah, right? I don't claim to cold well, right?
No,
I do not cold well, right?
You're just miserable.
And
when
miserable
you get a
and messy. So it's in his best interest too that... The Mother Nature just simmers down, makes up her mind.
Yes.
Instead of it being such extremes for weather, I think I would just prefer like minus 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know.
I don't need to see dirty grass right now.
Something normal.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Just seems odd.
All right.
How's your week been?
It's been okay.
Good. Mine too.
It's a January week in retail.
It's a January week. Right? Just another January. Isn't that a song by the Bengals? Just another. Oh, that's Manic
it's just
Monday.
Another Manic Monday.
Yeah, which I think I had one of those too.
It's just another week in retail.
There, right? Maybe we need somebody to write us a song about that. Right? Oh.
Don't sing.
But I won't be. I will not be the lead singer for that tune. I will not do that.
Lisa, I feel like you're avoiding a topic.
Why do you think I'm avoiding a topic?
Because we both feel equally awkward about
okay.
it.
We do.
But we feel like we should.
We should do what we feel awkward about.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to do that.
Yes.
So
you have to go forth
yes.
and be awkward and uncomfortable to get to where you feel comfortable.
Hey, that's a good way. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're very in tune that way.
Thank you.
So guess what we did this week, friends of the podcast? Some of you may already know because I posted it awkwardly a few times on Twitter and on our Facebook page.
Yes.
So we decided after almost a year of podcasting, which we love and it's so rewarding,
mm-hmm.
we decided to do what most podcasters eventually do, and that's to set up a Patreon.
We don't know how to say
patron
the word.
Account. I don't know how to say it.
No.
The other day I was saying it, I was explaining it to Michelle, the Hyper Hype Girl, and she says to me, "You say that really, really funny." And I'm like,
"Thanks, Michelle."
Thanks, because now I feel even a little bit more awkward about it. Thanks. Because I don't know how you're supposed to say it, but
you know,
that's what we did.
Okay, but we're trying to get over the awkwardness of the whole idea of it, because what it is that we're, when you join Patreon, whatever it's called.
When you join.
You're basically subscribing monthly to the podcast that you enjoy.
Yes.
So that's what we're asking you guys to do.
And it's a win-win.
If you love us, and because we love our listeners, we love the people that follow us.
And you got a little bit of spare change.
And we get a little spare change. You can start at $2 minimum. And
yeah.
that's, like, you get a shout out on the show when you sign up.
Yeah, there's different levels,
and there's
right?
different levels. You can get a keychain.
You get a keychain. You can get a mug.
Yeah.
You can be a co-host. You can get a magnet. One day I want to do socks.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, I do one day. I want to do socks. But just different things.
Yeah.
And the whole goal is that it helps us to keep delivering even better podcasts.
Yeah.
Whether it's through maybe some new equipment or just different things like
that. It might allow us to go and do like different fun adventures that we can podcast about,
yeah.
you know, just to kind of expand our horizons as
yeah.
podcasters and then offer that up to you guys.
And only
as...
to make the podcast better.
Yeah.
Right? That's all that it's for. And you know what? And if you love and support us, then feel free.
Yeah.
Right?
$2.
$2. Right up to 30 if you want. But but $2 is awesome.
Yeah.
We already have one person that already signed up.
Lisa, that's you.
I know. I just felt that I needed to kick
in. And then I felt pressure to also join up.
Odd that you haven't yet. Now that you're bringing it up, I'll expect to see two patrons by the time tomorrow morning comes.
Oh, dear God.
I was wondering when you were going to do that, Samantha.
Fine. I'm like, I knew you were going to mention it.
I'm like, I know you had to get the hint. Right? I'm like, look, we got one. Me. Right? So for $2, Samantha.
Come join us.
Join us, friends of the podcast.
We're so weird.
But, you know, there's going to be so much fun and awesome new things for you guys. Yeah. Right? And we're going to really, you know what else you're going to get to do? You're going to get to become part of the real squad.
Because we're trying to make a real squad. Yeah. It's just the two of us right now.
You know, there's just a two-person squad, right? And the Hyper Hype Girl thrown in because she's our Hyper Hype Girl.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we want you to become part of the squad.
Yeah.
And just, that's all we got to say about it, right? If you love us and you want to support us, that's how you can do it. What's the link, Samantha?
It is https://patreon.podbean.com/ismhead.
And if you listen to our podcast through Podbean, when we download a new episode for you every Friday, the link, if you click on the link to listen, you'll see, brings up our picture that you've seen before. And unfortunately, sorry, Samantha, but over top of the picture is a little word that says reward.
Oh,
it's on your face.
It's on my face?
Yeah, I don't know. But it's kind of clear. So it's kind of like transparent. So
that's okay.
You still see you. But if you click on that, it also will take you to our page.
There you go.
All right. So you're going to hear us talk about it. And yeah.
We got it out of the way.
Elephant just left the room.
Yay.
All right. Samantha.
Lisa.
What do you think?
Well, I'm looking at your apple juice.
I know. It's almost gone.
Guys, if you didn't listen to last week's podcast, I asked, she had confessed to an addiction to apple juice.
My name is Lisa, and I'm addicted to apple juice.
And I asked her to tell me about it the next week, because I feel like there was going to be an issue with that.
With drinking a lot of apple juice comes some consequences.
I told you there would be.
Right? So.
And Lisa?
I am peeing battery acid. I am very corrosive, I feel. You wanted to know how my pee was last week, Samantha. So yes, my pee is a little acidy, but guess what? The grown-up that I am took over, did a little research. I Googled, and just like the babies, I too now am adding water to my apple juice just to tone it down a wee bit, hoping that that will help my problem. Because I don't want to give up apple juice altogether.
No.
Right?
Because you love it.
I love it. I just love apple juice.
That's funny.
I know. So yeah, so ouch. It's been a little... It's been a little burny. But I've had some burny pee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. There. Well.
You wanted to know.
Thanks for the update.
No problem.
We'll stop there with that conversation.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine.
Okay. So what was it about yesterday and you bullying me into watching the American Crime Story of Gianni?
The assassination of Gianni Versace.
Gianni Versace.
Hey, first off.
You bullied me into it. I said I'd PVR it.
Yeah, but I know what that means now. I'm not going to watch it. Right? It would be different if it was a show that I know that you watch, but I know you don't like to step out of your box.
No, I don't like crime stories, though. But like, not that kind of crime story.
Yes, I thought for sure it would be the perfect one. You like fashion, he liked fashion. That's why I thought it would be perfect.
He was fashion.
That's why I thought it would be perfect for me. I like a serial killer, there is a serial killer. Right? So I thought for both of us, it was just a show we both would have a lot in common with. So, when you said, yeah, for sure, I'm going to PVR it, I just replied back, no, how about you PVR the other show?
I don't think I did, though.
Well, that's your
problem. I was so confused, because I really was going to not watch it.
Yeah, I know.
And then I started watching it, and
it's like you think I didn't know you.
Two things that kept me watching.
What?
One, the guy from Glee was in it, he was the killer, and two, Ricky Martin was in it.
Yeah,
and I was like,
that.
Oh, Ricky Martin. Okay, yeah. I'm watching now.
Yeah, and now Penelope Cruz is in it.
And now Penelope, she was a good Donatella.
She's good. She talked like this.
Because
she don't understand
her teeth are very big.
Yeah. She has new teeth and big teeth. Yeah.
We are not going to make the company public.
The company not public.
It won't be run by the family.
Yeah. I love my brother, Johnny.
I'm like, I wonder if she'll ever fully say a word.
I don't think so. Because if you ever watch when they spoof her on SNL, she never says a word. Right? Never says a word.
It was funny.
It was good.
And I'm like, I'm watching it just for that now.
Exactly,
that
right?
That's so weird.
So this is what I think. I thought that it was a little bit gory, which is odd for me.
Well, because they show the shots in his face.
Yeah, that's yucky.
And the bird. Hi, the bird. Dude, the bird.
Right? You gotta have, and it's a white dove or whatever the hell a white bird is. I don't know. A pigeon? No, I think it was a dove.
A pigeon.
No, I think it was a dove.
I thought it was a pigeon.
No, I think Gianni Versace's house had doves. I don't know. I'm making that up. I think so. Maybe we just don't have white pigeons here.
We have pigeons.
Yeah, but they're not all white. That was like white like the new fallen snow. But that's not even what's important, right? Which the other part, so not only did I think it was like a little bit weird, a little bit gross, like blood and guts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I also just thought it was a little bit too adult for me in some situations. A couple nightclub scenes I wasn't really loving. I was a little uncomfortable at.
Oh my god.
And you know, nothing wrong with them. I get that. Uh-huh. But I just felt a little bit awkward, but not enough to not watch it. Because my thing is that it's out there. Might as well watch it.
Well, and this is really your kind of show.
For sure it is. And then there was like so much going on in the first one, and there's still 9 more. They made 10.
Woo!
I know. How exciting.
You are going to love that.
I know. I'm sticking with it.
All right.
I know the story. Uh-huh. And I'm going to keep watching it. Yourself? Maybe. Am I going to have to bully you into it every week? I think you're going to start to lie and tell me that you're watching it.
Yeah, probably.
And then...
watch it later.
Or not at all. That's what I think is going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Right. Just don't squash my spirit.
I'm not squashing. You go ahead. Right. Do it.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Do it. Right? I don't care.
I like killing. That sounds odd.
That sounded not good.
I enjoy a good murder mystery. No. Even though it's not really a mystery. I enjoy a good murder.
It did happen.
Right? It's like a biographical murder.
Okay. So I have something.
Okay.
That is happening right now.
Yeah.
It's not in the past. It's not... it's the present.
I know where you're going.
Okay. What did I text you the other day?
Oh, my God.
I had just to click. I never watch the news.
She doesn't.
For so many reasons. Why? So many reasons.
And now there's a part of me hoping you never watch it again.
No. I had the unfortunate experience to watch the news a couple of days ago, and all I thought was, oh my God, we're going to die. A nuclear missile is coming over Canada. What is up with North Korea? United States, shut your trap. In Canada, what the hell are you doing?
Because you texted me saying, what do we do if there's... what your thing, your text was, what do we do if there's a missile?
A nuclear missile.
What do we do? And I'm like, huh? You're like, I was watching the news. What do we do? I'm like, what the hell do you mean? And what
do I need to find a bomb shelter?
And I replied back, we do nothing. We die. Actually.
That's true.
We die.
And then I'm like, do I need a bomb shelter?
No.
And then you're like, we're not in the 1960s.
We're not in the 1960s.
Which I thought was not a good response, because you were not at that point helping my anxiety.
I actually didn't realize that you were having real anxiety issues. I thought you were just kind of like, ha-ha, and then...
because you didn't
let it go.
The beauty of the news is they make everything so, like, it's happening now.
I know.
What are you going to do? It's going to happen. And it's like, what the fuck,
I know,
dude?
Right? It's crazy.
Like...
yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, and then, to top it all off, Samantha, there was, like, the missile scare in Hawaii. Right? You imagine living in Hawaii.
I would not have found that funny, actually. I'm laughing, and I'm thinking, I would not find that funny.
But you imagine living in Hawaii, and then all of a sudden, you just see, like, you get, like, it comes up on your text message they showed people. Right? This is not, this is real. What the hell do you do?
Okay, so from what I read, people who were in, like, hotels, the only good place to go was to some kind of ballroom that didn't have windows. And I'm like, what are you going to do in a ballroom missile comes?
Yeah, and then you have to emerge. Yeah, right?
It's not pretty.
No, and it's funny, right? Because the late-night host, the late-night TV shows had like, a heyday with it, eh?
Yeah.
So Jimmy Fallon, he was poking fun, and he said, for the first time, there actually is fake news. Trump's nowhere to be found, because Donald Trump didn't respond for, like, 36 hours.
Dude.
And it was
this
like...
this is right up your alley.
Yeah. Right? But I love the phrase when they say, take cover and seek shelter. Dear world, it's a friggin' nuclear missile. Right? Say your peace and prepare to be your maker. That's what I think is what they should be saying. That's what the text should be. Right? All of a sudden, text comes up. Say your peace. Prepare to meet your maker. Oh, shit. We're being launched. They've launched. Right?
I was like, I'm never... this has just officially made me never want to watch the news again.
I don't want you to.
I don't want you to.
Of course you had to see that news.
I had to share my paranoia with my coworkers yesterday.
Of course.
And then I got a text from my boss, and she sent me a link to a Canada Emergency Measures Organization from the Department of National Defense. There's 11 steps to survival for a nuclear missile.
Wow, hey?
And I'm like, oh, shit.
But then when you told me that too, I just thought, oh my God, that's so funny that you're like that worked up about it.
I was like, so I'm, it's like, well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen, Samantha. Okay.
However,
yeah.
If you had a, if you were smart enough to build a shelter.
Do you know that there's a shelter in Regina, Saskatchewan?
Are we going there?
No, we wouldn't make it, right? If we get the text message, right? We cannot drive 2.5 hours to find this poor person's house. So apparently, friends of the podcast, in Regina, Saskatchewan, there is a family that bought a house and mm-hmm. didn't know that there was a bomb shelter. And they saw that there was a door. And it's true story, Samantha. Uh-huh. And the bomb shelter is the whole backyard underground.
That can hold a lot of people.
Yeah, but probably her family would probably get first dibs. Before us.
I feel like we need to contact that person.
Oh, I don't know. No, I didn't know what her name was. I didn't know what her name
it's
was.
Probably not a good idea for anyone to know.
No, right? Just in like, or anything. But that's what's so crazy. There is one.
Okay. So say you had a shelter.
Yeah.
What would you take with you? What would be the five things that you would take with you?
Oh, easy. Clock.
Of me, course. I even kinda, though, would it really matter yeah, what time it was?
Yeah, I'd like to know what time I'm about to drop dead. Yep. I'd like to know that. Oreos.
Well, because you need food.
Yeah, and Oreos, I think, can be help you a lot in a crisis. Right? I just feel that they would be the fit to take. They're not always my go-to cookie, but I think they'd be the one to help you out.
All right.
They just I think they have a proven track record.
Okay.
Yeah. A radio.
Well, because they do say in the list of 11 steps, you do need a battery-operated radio.
Right? Deodorant, because I don't want my hygiene to suffer. Right?
In the bomb shelter, don't be stinky.
I don't want to be stinky. Some water.
Of course.
But here's my question. Uh-huh. Can I just build a bomb shelter for one? Or do I have to take my husband?
You have to take your husband.
Okay, but then I think that it would be
I don't know if he'd take you.
I don't think he would take me, so I don't know if I'd take him. I'm just saying, I might just build one for one. He'd build his own, and you'd build your own. So if we survived, we'd still all be able to come on out and hang.
Okay.
All right, I'm just saying. What would you take?
I would take 5 books.
5 books.
Yeah, matches.
Oh.
A blanket.
What are you taking matches for?
I don't know. Okay. Music.
Music.
And a watch.
I think it's funny you'd take your watch.
Just because I want some jewelry.
Okay. But you don't... You're okay if you stink, but I got my bling on.
I'll just use your deodorant.
We're not in the same place. Unless we built, like, an underground tunnel. Where we could, like, just, like, throw stuff through. Sure. Right? You'd be like, Oreo, Oreo, Oreo. And I'd, like... Throw you through an Oreo through a little tube.
I need your deodorant.
Deodorant, deodorant. And then we'd have to, like, it couldn't be, but you know what it couldn't be? It couldn't be, like a rub-on one. It'd have to be, like, a spray.
Yes.
Because
that would be gross.
Yeah, we're not there. We're not there. No. Uh-uh. And you wouldn't bring water?
It didn't occur to me.
That I'm not sharing, because I like water too much. So... I'll share everything else. That's too funny. Right? I know, but you've been, like, super on the kick.
Yeah, I'm just...
I think it's okay.
I'm never going to watch the news again.
I think it's okay. I think it's okay.
Swear to God.
You know, mind you, I do think that if there's a president in the United States that ever is going to get us into the... I say us, even though it's not really us, but it would still affect us.
He's going to affect everybody.
Yeah. It's the one that's currently in power. Ugh. If there's going to be a guy that's going to do it, it's him. Just saying, right?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Lisa?
Samantha.
You told me about a funny tweet that you got from Nick and Vince from Minnesota.
From Minnesota.
Minnesota.
So here's what was really funny. So I think it was on Sunday, right? So I was watching the football game, right? Because it's like getting into the playoffs and stuff like that. And I don't really have a favorite, but now it's Minnesota. Go Vikings.
Go Vikings.
So I sent out a tweet earlier on in the day saying, you know, if anybody has any idea, any topics they want us to talk about, tweet us back, let us know. We'll talk about it on our show. So Nick and Vince, their podcast, these guys, as I'm watching the game, they send a tweet. How about you talk about Minnesota? Well, I can't go back on my word, right? Because I've already said we're going to use it on the show. But I kind of laughed to myself because I'm like, I don't know if we can do a whole hour on Minnesota.
No, we cannot.
However, what we can do, as I told them, is I can do some fun facts about Minnesota, give them a great shout out. And it was so funny because these guys, they have such a great sense of humor because we were kind of messaging back and forth, and I said, so Minnesota won their Super Bowl. They're not the Super Bowl, won their football game.
Yeah.
Right? And it was like with 1 second left.
It was like a Hail Mary.
And they were losing, and all of a sudden it was just like a freak thing that happened and how the play went, and they got it the win. And I, one of the messages I said, how's everybody doing after the game? And they replied back, everybody's drunk. And I'm like, those are our guys. That's our guys right there. So I have some fun facts for Minnesota.
Okay.
Okay?
Hit us up.
This is what we need to do. We need to go there. Do you know why? Because they have the Mall of America.
Lisa, I knew that.
It's the size of 78 football fields.
Yes, I know. My sister went there.
Let's go shopping.
You hate shopping.
I know, but let's go food courting.
No.
Let's eat our way through the Mall of America.
You can eat your way through the Mall of America.
And I'll go into some stores with you.
I will shop my way through.
But there must be other stuff there than just shopping. Right? Like, there must be, like, fun stuff. So they have that. They're also home to the highest concentration of Fortune 500 companies.
Interesting.
Smart people live there. Right? There's money there.
People with money live there.
Here's something interesting. In 1876, the outlaw Jesse James and his gang, they got thwarted during a bank robbery. And some of the gang got killed.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's Jesse James. Like, that's like, bang, bang, bang. Like, he was like, bad
yes,
dude.
Thank you for the bang,
he
bang,
was a
bang.
Bad dude. He was a bad dude. Here, another interesting fun thing. They have a 17,400-pound ball of twine.
That's a lot of twine.
Yeah, somebody made this ball of twine.
It's a lot of time.
A lot of time and a lot of twine. Right? A lot of time and a lot of twine. But that's kind of cool, though, hey?
It is kind of cool.
And this is what I found so cool. Did you know that Minnesota is the home of Spam?
Cool.
Scotch tape.
Ooh.
And the Bundt pan.
Bundt.
Where would we be without the Bundt pan?
Bundt pan.
Thanks, Minnesota. So, the Bundt pan.
Little shout out to Nick and Vince.
Yeah, thanks for being a friend of the podcast, guys.
That's kind of weird.
I know, eh? But I thought it wasn't a perfect, I thought, what a perfect podcast for us to talk about, because we're talking about Canada.
Yeah.
So I thought that they're Minnesota. It's like all the stars aligned and it all just made sense.
Well, because Minnesota is so much like Canada.
Yeah. It's a lot like Canada.
Cold.
Yeah, cold. Exactly.
Cold.
Yeah.
Funny people live there.
Funny people live here.
Funny people live here.
That's how we roll. That's how we roll.
But you know what?
What?
Canada? We odd.
We are an odd group.
We are an odd group of
people. The more that I, like, did, like, I had a hunch that we were a little bit odd. Just, you know, being Canadian and all myself. But here's the number one thing. You know, as you're saying that we're odd.
Mm-hmm.
You know what solidifies that?
What?
This Canadian girl.
Well, you are.
And not only am I odd, Samantha, mm-hmm. but when's my birthday?
July 1st.
Which is Canada Day.
Typically.
Uh-huh. No, my birthday doesn't change.
No.
It's always July 1st. And that's considered to be Canada Day.
Yes.
So I am like the true Canadian.
No, you're not.
I am. Yep. I am.
All right.
I think so.
Just because of your birthday.
Well, I think that just hammers it home.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Right? Not everybody can have a birthday July 1st.
Just you.
Celebrating Canada and me. Thank you. Right?
All right.
I'm just saying.
I'm just weird.
I know. So you have some odd facts?
You do, too.
I do have some odd facts. You go. Tell me some.
Well, most of the time, people think Toronto is the capital of Canada.
Yeah, they do.
It is not.
It's the center of my universe, though.
It is the center of your universe, as your husband likes to remind
yes,
you.
Yes, he does, because he's a Saskatchewan boy, and I'm from Ontario.
Ottawa is actually our nation's capital.
It is. And one of the coldest nation's capitals, too.
Is it really?
Yeah, I read something about that.
That's weird.
Yeah. Do you know that you can write a letter to Santa anywhere in Canada, and you can address it to the North Pole, H-O-H-O-H-O, and you'll get a letter back?
From Santa. Did you do that, Lisa?
No. When I was a kid. Yeah, for sure.
It's okay, confess. Do you still send letters to get?
No, he doesn't. No, I don't send him my list. He's not on my list. Sorry. All right, I can only send so many cards. Right?
That's
just
funny.
Saying.
Okay.
Do you know that the Hawaiian pizza was invented by a man in Ontario?
I don't even like Hawaiian pizza.
What?
I don't.
Why?
It's not my favorite.
It's mine without the ham. Pepperoni and onions and Hawaiian and pineapple.
So really the only thing about your pineapple. Pizza is the pineapple.
Yeah. And the fact, but I don't mind a Hawaiian pizza and I appreciate it even more now because it was made in Ontario. So there. There.
Oh, that's funny.
I did something funny the other day. Hmm? I phoned the official phone number for Canada.
Oh my God, what is that?
1-800-O-CANADA. And it's legit. It's like some services or something. I phoned it.
Like a government service?
Yeah, I phoned it.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know, okay, this is not a Canadian fact, but a funny fact, talking about phone numbers for Canada. A million years ago on Trivial Pursuit, mm-hmm. there was a question, and it was, whose phone number is this? And it gave a phone number. And when you phoned it, it was the White House. And somebody at the White House would answer the phone.
Shut up.
Yeah, so when we were teens and we were like all like, woohoo, drinking and drunk, let's phone the White House. And you'd get somebody, you'd be like, yeah, can I talk to George W? Can I talk to George Sr., please?
Oh, God.
It was always like the big party fun.
Really?
Who wants to phone the White House? I don't remember the number now, but I'm sure it's changed. Or I'm sure I'm sure nobody answers or something.
Oh my God.
But that was like in like the early 90s. We always would phone the White House.
Of course you would.
I know. Yeah.
That's horrible.
No, it was hilarious. It was awesome. It was awesome. Tell me some other fun facts. Odd facts.
I thought this was really odd and I didn't know this. We have a strategic maple syrup reserve in Quebec.
Yes, yes.
All in several locations in Quebec.
Yeah, because it can't all be in one.
That is why. Yeah. Do we like maple syrup that much?
Samantha, there's a $30 million reserve in maple syrup.
That seems so odd.
Why? What would you put on your pancakes if that just disappeared?
Well, I guess the majority of maple syrup comes from Quebec.
Yeah, it does. And for the world.
That is so weird.
Why? Beautiful.
Do you think it's weird?
And you know what? There is a difference between the real maple syrup and the non-real maple
and
syrup.
And the fake stuff.
And when we were kids, we would have pancakes every now and then, and my mom would send one of us to the store, and she'd be like, make sure it's maple syrup. So we'd go to the little store down the street, always bought the wrong one, and they'd have to go back and say, it's not maple syrup. Because we always thought, like, Aunt Jemima, and we wanted her. But she's not the real maple syrup. So we had to take it back.
You bought the fake stuff.
Yeah, bought the fake stuff.
Isn't Aunt Jemima like a Canadian, or no, an American thing?
I think she's American.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Okay, here's a true thing. Mm-hmm. True thing. In 2009, Canada passed what's called the Apology Act.
Huh?
Uh-huh. And what it does is it means that apologies are inadmissible in court. There's an official app where you can't say sorry.
That is so
an
weird.
An official act, the Apology Act. So I guess if you're, like, being charged for murder, you can't be like, sorry. And then that'd be okay. No, that's inadmissible. Right? That's how that goes. It's inadmissible.
That is so bizarre.
I know, right? It's legit.
Oh, okay.
Happy Canada.
Happy Canada.
Happy Canada.
Okay, another odd fact.
Yep.
Only country to get rid of pennies.
I know. We kicked pennies to the curb.
We did.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You work in retail. I work in retail. Does your till still show the penny?
It does, but we have to round it up to the nearest nickel.
Us too, but I still save the penny. So when I look at it, if I say to a customer, I'm like, I'll still say, that's $1.99.02.
I know.
And then I'm like, there's no O2.
No.
Right? So weird. I can't get it out of my mind.
No, because they can't change it on the computers.
No,
so.
It's in there.
And also, something odd.
Okay.
That makes us, I think, very unique plastic money.
Yeah,
it's
see-through.
Well, it's not plastic, it's polymer, but whatever.
But it's see-through money.
But it's see-through.
Yeah, right? Because when you want to see if it's like real, you got to hold it up and it's like a hologram.
But I like the fact that we color our money.
I do too.
Because you know what a 5 looks like and a 10 and a 20 and a 50 and a 100 and all that jazz.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do. And I like the fact that we have like a loonie and a toonie. Right?
That's so weird. Those words are so weird.
But I remember when the loonie came out and it was like,
no!
Yeah, the loonie. And then all of a sudden, and now we got the toonie.
Now we got the toonie.
Yeah. They still talk about bringing out a $5 coin. That's too much.
No, it's too much.
Right?
Too much.
But the beauty, friends of the podcast, American friends of the podcast, with the loonie and the toonie, is that it builds up in your wallet and it's like free money because you don't ever count on it.
No.
Right? You just take it like your nickels and your dimes and your pennies and you just throw it in your wallet and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I got like $42 in my wallet that you didn't even know you had.
That's because you always use a 20.
Because I'm a change whore. I love the change.
Just gave me a 20 to buy our drinks. And I'm like, do you not have anything smaller?
I do, but I just like to get that because I'm a change whore. I like the change. Because I like that surprise of adding up my change and being like, ha-ha, that's lunch next week. Right? Ha-ha! Look at me, I got a free lunch. Right? And I didn't even have it planned. And then I can feel like a big spender. Oh, I'll get your coffee. Because I'm not, because I don't, because I'm not planning on it, right? Because it's free. God. That's how I see it.
All right.
Yeah. Did you know, did you know that there's more donut shops in Canada per capita than any other country in the world?
Hi, we like our Tims.
We love our Tim
there's
Hortons.
There's a Tim Hortons on every corner.
Yeah.
Every corner.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And if there isn't, it's on its way. It's on its way. It's definitely on its way. Isn't that so weird?
Okay, do you know, odd fact again, do you know that you can get Kraft dinner anywhere?
Yes.
In the North Americas.
Yep.
We are the only country that calls it Katie.
We lazy. We lazy.
Why we decided to shorten Kraft dinner to KD is beyond me.
But we do.
But we did. And do you know that we eat more than America?
Do you know that Kraft dinner is like one of my all-time favorite staples?
I know.
Do you know, here's something weird, Samantha, that when I was in high school, me and my friends, we'd have Kraft dinner parties. And you would get like, we would get like 40 people over at our place, and everybody would bring a box of Kraft dinner, and my mom had like this huge, huge, huge pot that you had to step on a stool to be able to stir.
Oh my God.
And I think our record was like 38 boxes of Kraft dinner in this one pot.
Really?
Yeah, and that was our thing, was Kraft dinner. Still to this day.
And then y'all just sat around and ate Kraft dinner.
Yeah. And then probably went to the high school dance, drank outside and went to the high school dance. Probably something crazy like that, I would imagine, is probably how it really went down. Started off tame with Kraft dinner party. Bye.
Okay, so basically the weirdness happens in Ontario.
Well, you know, I think that we go to the beat of our own drummer there, right? But do you also know with Kraft dinner that Canada is only, they say that Canada is one of the only countries that actually puts ketchup on it.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what makes it even more Canadian? Hmm. Is if you put pepper on it, which I do.
I don't.
I do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Love Kraft dinner.
I know, you could eat it 24/7.
I could, I certainly could. Yeah.
Poor Chihuahua.
I know, hey? Do you know, here's something funny. There's only 6 cities in Canada that have a population of over 1 million people.
I can name them.
Go ahead, try.
Vancouver.
Yep.
Toronto.
Yep.
Montreal.
Yep.
Ottawa.
Yep.
Edmonton and Calgary.
Yes and yes. Good boy. You probably saw the answers.
No, I didn't.
But isn't that so? And here's something weird, too. Friends of the podcast, if you're trying to wrap your brain around Canada, you need to remember it's the second largest landmass in the world. Yeah. I think after, like, Russia or whatever that's called now, right? Then Canada. Mm-hmm. Mostly, there's more. They say that there's over 1 million lakes in Canada.
Cool.
They say that the majority of the land is made up of forests. Mm-hmm. Right? And rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Great Canadian Shield. But all of Canada, population of Canada, could fit into California and still be 2 million people under.
Shut up.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
We need to start having more babies.
No, we don't.
Just kidding.
Don't talk about babies. You know how I feel. I feel you shouldn't jinx it.
Well, I'm not having one, so.
You shut your mouth.
You shut your mouth.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That is so weird.
Yeah, we're so. It's such a big landmass.
I know.
Yeah. And only six cities have over 1 million people.
Yeah, and I feel like Saskatoon is very populated now.
Yeah, but nowhere near 1 million.
No.
No.
That is
nowhere
so
near
weird.
Half a million.
Huh. Uh-uh. Cool.
Yeah.
That's why people always say this. Even though Saskatoon is a city, it still feels like a small town.
It does. It does. Because it has one road that takes you around the whole city.
Still.
Right?
Yeah.
So does Regina.
True dat.
Right? Yeah, it's kind of funny. Did you know, speaking of Saskatchewan, Estevan, Saskatchewan, is the sunniest place in Canada.
Cool.
2,537 hours a year of sun.
I'm going to go there.
Well, we can. We're not far.
I'd like sun.
How far are we? A couple hours?
Potentially.
Potentially. And who knows? Maybe that'll be a road trip.
Wouldn't
that be funny? Road trip to Estevan. We could go to restaurants and ask people. Hey, we heard. Hi. That's why I shake my head with Lisa and Sam. Do you have a few moments?
So awkward.
Right? We're all about the awkward. Wouldn't that be funny? So we have traveled far to find out, is this true? Have you heard this about your city? Right?
That you're and they'd the be best like, place to be.
And they'd be like, where did you come from? Saskatoon.
Well, that's if we don't get bombed. So
if we're not in the shelter.
If we're not in the shelter.
Right?
Oh my God.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you also know, odd fact,
yep.
that in Canada, we spell words differently. We keep
I know,
the U
right?
in words like honor and color.
And I don't like that.
Yeah, and we add an extra L in words like traveling.
And I don't like that either.
Well, because we're very British that way.
I know, but I don't like adding the, I really am against the U. If we don't have to add an extra letter, let's not add it. That's what I think.
Let's just confuse the children as they grow up. Yeah.
Do you know my stomping grounds? So part of Ontario where I'm from, mm-hmm. Wasaga Beach, is the world's longest freshwater beach in the world.
Okay, why are you living here?
Because I fell in love.
Oh,
And here's something funny that I heard. Okay, here's what I heard. If you want to make Americans laugh, you need to say out and about. Friends of the podcast, let us know if that makes you laugh. Out and about. That's if you think we have an accent, which we don't think we do.
We don't have an accent.
But if you think we do, yes. You will find out and about funny. What did we just say, Smith? That we went out and about.
People think we say aboot.
Aboot.
We don't.
We don't say that.
Maybe in Newfoundland.
Maybe.
Not here. Not here.
No, exactly.
Okay, and also, people think, people outside of Canada think that we all speak French. We do not.
I don't know. All I know is quel heure est-il. That's what time is it. Imagine that. Isn't it funny that that's the word I would know? What time is it in French?
Only 22% of Canadians speak French.
Wow.
And that's their first language.
Really?
And they basically reside in Quebec.
In Quebec. Which, okay.
Which is mini France.
Speaking of mini France, I saw a picture of the map of Canada. Mm-hmm. Didn't include the Maritimes.
Odd.
Yeah. So I don't know. It must have been maybe like I don't know whose version of it was, but it wouldn't have been a Canadian's. That's for sure. So when you look at the map of Canada, the Northwest Territories, mm-hmm. they had Santa Claus.
Okay.
Okay. Then you go to BC, they had weed.
Yep.
Then they had like the prairies. So they had Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, polar bears.
True.
Ontario, Drake. And Quebec was France.
Quebec was France.
Right? And I'm like, kind of true.
Kind of true.
But soon, you'll be able to add weed to everything.
Yes, because we're going to be weed everywhere.
We are going to be a weed province.
Well, because people already think we're hippie liberals. So yeah. Let's just hammer that home.
Absolutely. Right? That's kind of funny.
Why not?
Yes. Exactly. Okay.
So, I think we got things that Americans find funny about us.
You think there's some things that they find funny?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
I think that they find... What I think when I thought about that, I think some of it we've touched on. I think that they find the fact that our milk comes in bags funny.
Okay, I think that's odd too.
Right?
Because that's an Ontario thing. That's not a Saskatchewan thing.
When I was in Ottawa visiting my family, there was the pitcher. So you know, it's like that song, like Dick in a Box. Take a pitcher out, cut, put a bag in, cut a hole in the top. That's what they do with the milk, right?
That's so weird.
But it is, right? You have a special pitcher. Uh-huh. And there even is, like, a special, like, you can just use the scissors. But there's even a little special knife, like, contraption that, like, just snips off the end.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. You never had it out here?
No.
Yeah, that's big in Ontario still.
No.
Yeah.
Not here.
Bags of milk. Yeah, you buy a bag that has 3 1-liters in it.
Weird.
Yeah. And then it goes strange. In the pitcher. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think they find that odd.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't find that odd?
No, I think that's weird.
Yeah, well...
Not doing that here.
Okay, so...
Don't bring it to Saskatchewan.
Don't bring it to Saskatchewan.
No.
Okay. I never minded it. Poutine.
Poutine, yes.
You love poutine.
Well, because they think putting cheese curds on top of fries and gravy is odd.
Yeah. You know what else I think that they think is funny? Is that we eat bacon that looks like ham. That's bacon. Right? Ketchup chips.
Well, because they don't understand why we would have ketchup on a chip.
Because it's so wonderful. Good. Right? Yeah, exactly.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Yummy, yummy.
That's what we would have, you know.
Okay, but speaking of things that people find funny,
yeah.
They think how we talk is funny.
Really?
We have words that people don't understand.
Like what?
Or they don't understand why we use them.
Okay.
Like A.
Okay, but I don't think we use A as much as they think
we
use
A.
Right?
No, we don't.
But it is part of us.
It's a very Canadian thing.
A.
A.
Yeah.
And it's like using it in a phrase like, the weather's really nice today. A.
I don't think we would say it like that. We'd be like, yeah, it's a pretty nice day.
A day, eh? Yeah, it's like you got to throw in a really casual, yeah. Like, A.
But obviously, if they recognize it, we must use it more than what we realize. Mm. I don't know.
I don't think we do. Okay. They think a loony and a toonie is weird.
Yes.
And the fact that it rhymes...
Is funny. Yeah.
And the only reason they called it a toonie is because it rhymed with loony.
Yeah.
And it had...
It's weird.
I don't really get it either. But we all went along with it.
We did. We did.
We all went along with it.
And the beauty is that the loonie is kind of gold and the toonie is silver and gold. So it kind of like embraces both. Right?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I know. It is weird. I think that's weird too.
They think toque is weird.
As in like a hat?
Okay. It's a knitted hat.
Yeah.
We can go across any province in Canada and say toque and people understand. Yeah.
Do you have your toque?
Do you have your toque?
Yeah.
We go outside of Canada.
Nobody.
What are you talking about?
Wow.
What are you talking about?
That seems so odd.
It's a knitted hat.
Yeah.
Toque.
Toque.
It's just toque. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand it either.
I don't know.
Now, you're never going to hear this outside of Canada.
Okay.
Double double.
No, because that goes with our coffee.
Well, because it was invented by Tim Hortons.
Absolutely. Double double is two sugar, two cream.
Two sugar, two cream.
I'd like a double double.
Yeah, and we call Tim Hortons Timmy's.
Timmy's.
So if you've never been here before and we're like, hey, we're going to go to Timmy's for Timbits and double double.
Yeah. And Timbits is just the middle of the donut, right?
The donut hole. Yeah,
and Timmy's is not a friend.
No.
It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
Yes.
So we're gonna throw that out at you, and you're going to look at us like, what are you doing?
Why are we going to Timmy's?
Who's a double double?
Yeah, what's a double double?
What's a Timbit?
Yeah. Just how it goes.
How it goes.
How it goes.
Also, if someone were to say to you, hey, Lisa, it's your turn to go get a 2-4.
Yeah.
You would be getting?
A case of beer.
A case of beer.
A 24 pack of beer.
24 pack of beer.
Yeah.
And we go to beer stores here.
We go to beer stores and liquor stores.
And liquor stores.
Yes.
We have both.
We have both.
We feel very, like, we don't have we just don't need a liquor store. We need a beer store as well.
Yeah, there's two. I don't want to have to go. I don't want to have to make that decision with everything. It's too overwhelming. Yeah, definitely a 2-4 is a case of beer.
Yeah. And really,
just like the May long weekend is known as May 2-4 weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because that's when you drink your beer. It's summer beer.
Kicks
off summer. Drinking your summer 24 pack.
Because Canadians do look forward to their long weekends.
Yes,
going to the lake.
Going to the lake.
Going to the lake.
Absolutely.
That's in Ontario. Cottage country.
Cottage country.
But here in Saskatchewan, you're going to the lake.
You're going to the lake.
If you're in BC, you're going to the beach.
Oh, see, that's confusing. Yeah. That's too much for me.
In Alberta, they don't have any good lakes. They're going to a river.
They're going to the river. Right? That's funny.
So, don't even ask me about that because I don't even understand.
Yeah, you're allowed to be confused by that.
Yes. Also, we call chocolate bars. Like for us, a candy bar is a chocolate bar.
Yeah, I don't call them a candy bar.
We call them a chocolate bar because they're made of chocolate.
And it's a bar.
But in America, they call it a candy bar.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Which is odd.
Interesting.
Don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit odd.
It's a little odd.
A little odd, for sure.
Now, there's two words that are strictly Saskatchewan.
Okay.
That I know I grew up with.
Okay.
I don't think you did, though.
No, probably not.
So I'm sharing this with you, Lisa.
Okay.
Gitch.
I hate that phrase.
It's a word for underwear.
I just like underwear. I don't like panties. Sounds dirty. And gitch, I just think, ugh, I hate that.
But gitch is a very Saskatchewan thing.
Mm, it's weird.
Go get your gitch. Don't get your gitch in a knot.
Don't get your gitch in a knot. Right?
Don't get your gitch in a knot.
Granny gitch. Got my granny gitch on. No, I just think that's all weird. I don't like that phrase.
No, that's granny panties.
Okay. I don't like that phrase. I don't like gitch.
And?
Okay.
Bunny hug.
Hoodie.
That's what people will... In Saskatchewan, a hoodie is called a bunny hug.
I call it a hoodie.
And it really is a very province-related
word.
It really is. You go outside of this province and you call a hoodie a bunny hug and they're like, what are you talking about?
But I don't even understand the bunny hug. I don't even understand why it's called that.
It's a bunny and a hug.
But it's not. It's a kangaroo pouch before it's a bunny hug. Right? It's a pouch.
Yeah. It's a pouch.
And it's got a hood, so it's a hoodie.
I don't know. It was just weird.
I think that's funny.
And I thought, you know what? Those are words that are very unique to Canada.
Very unique. Yeah.
And then I found words unique to Saskatchewan.
Oh, jeez. Gitch.
Sorry. No unique words for Ontario.
No. You know what?
We don't Darn
need
it.
We don't need them. We don't need them there.
You're weird already.
We just take all your words and we decide which ones we want to use. Mm-hmm. That's how we roll.
Okay.
Okay.
Now. Not that we would ever live in America. America.
America.
But if we were to live in America.
We're going
to
be Americans.
We're going to be Americans.
Y'all.
What would you miss?
What would I miss?
The foods that you would miss if you lived in America. Because not everything translates. You can't find stuff in America that you can get only here in Canada. What would you miss?
I don't know. I want to plead the fifth, which is an American term. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Why, Lisa?
I don't want to say.
Why?
Because here's the thing. I like hot dogs and hamburgers and french fries. And those are all things that can be found in America.
And Kraft Dinner.
And Kraft Dinner. Uh-huh. And I like CNN and I like...
No, I'm not talking prod. I'm talking food.
I think deep down I'm an American. Happy to be in Canada. That's how I see myself. Because I think that I don't think there's anything that I could like... Like, I don't love poutine like you.
I love poutine.
So I can do without the poutine.
But you can make gravy and fries and cheese curds.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I think that's nasty.
No, it's good.
No, I think the cheese curds... Yummy. I don't get the cheese curds
thing.
No,
it's yummy.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Totes yummy.
Yeah, but you're like a french fry girl, too.
Mm-hmm, I am.
Yeah, no, not my thing.
You wouldn't miss Smarties?
No, I prefer M&Ms.
You do not.
I do, too. What do I
eat? Went through a Smartie phase. Don't I know,
but then I,
that.
But then I went through my M&M phase again. Remember? I like M&Ms. Like, Smarties are fine, but they changed the coating.
You wouldn't miss a ketchup chip or a dill pickle all dressed?
I'd miss dill pickle and all dressed. Can't get those in the States.
No, you can't.
Crazy. Fine, I'd miss them.
Coffee crisp?
I'd miss them.
Dry ginger ale. You've been attached to ginger ale for a bit.
I have been attached to ginger ale. But I could probably drink Schweppes. But isn't the big joke, I drank Canada Dry? Isn't that the big funny joke?
I don't know.
I think that's the funny joke.
Is it a funny joke?
Yeah.
I think maybe just for you.
Oh, I heard it somewhere and somebody's like laughed and they were like, I drank Canada Dry. Get it?
Oh.
Canada Dry.
Dry.
Yeah.
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 That's funny.
I would miss Canada Dry. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I would miss?
What? You'd miss me.
No.
Yep.
I would miss Clamato juice. Now, for those of you who do not understand what that is. It is clam juice mixed with tomatoes.
Yeah.
So it's a Clamato juice, and you can make a Caesar, which is delightful.
Unless you drink too many of them one night, and then you never delightful. You never want to drink clam juice again.
No. And then you can also put it in your beer.
Yes, which is nice.
On a nice summer
hot day. I bet you that's Canadian.
Clam juice and beer, yes. Totally Canadian, along with a Caesar.
Yeah.
I would miss that.
Because the American's like a Bloody Mary.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can only find tomato juice. But like, what is the point of that?
I don't mind that.
Clam juice, man. Clamato juice.
Clamato's good. Clamato's good.
It's happening.
It's happening.
You'd miss that.
I would miss that.
But deep down, you're American.
Deep down, I always thought maybe, ever since the days of like Alex P. Keaton and Family Ties and Ronald Reagan, I always felt
Seriously?
Maybe I might be a little bit American. Yeah.
You know what? I'm disappointed in you.
Sorry.
You are just disappointing me.
I'm not saying that I want to go there. I'm really happy here. I'm just
I'm really happy here. I'm happy here.
Yeah. With my Canadian accent and all.
Your Ontario accent.
My Ontario accent. Which I have been told in the past is quite strong. So that would be a funny... I would like to know that from our friends of the podcast. Who has... If there is actually an accent...
In Canada. Other than Newfoundland.
which neither of us are from.
And the Maritime
provinces. And the Maritimes. Who has the stronger accent? Me or you?
I don't have one.
I don't know. I don't think I do. But I've been told that I do.
Don't.
Huh. Mm-hmm. All right. What else you got?
I think I'm going to play a quiz with you.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Just not a podcast, but
well,
a quiz.
Well, hi, because you just said that you think you're American.
Okay.
I got to make sure that you're not like an imposter or something.
I'm not an imposter.
Okay.
I'm born on Canada Day. Man.
So your mother told you.
So my mother says.
Okay. You could be Canadian if... You say sorry even if you don't do anything wrong.
Because I'm a people pleaser, so I'm a sorrier. Absolutely sorry. Samantha, I didn't mean to say that I was American. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Oh, stop it.
Sorry.
Okay. You know what a toque is.
I know what a toque is.
You could be Canadian if minus 40 is simply just chilly weather that makes you want to layer.
Just another reason to layer. Absolutely. That's very accurate.
You could be Canadian if you carry Canadian Tire money with you at all times.
I don't. We used to play with it, but I don't carry it.
But you know what Canadian but Tire I do know, is.
Right? It resembles the real money and the colors. Mm-hmm.
You could be Canadian if maple syrup and poutine are considered food groups.
Maple syrup, yes. Poutine, no.
No, because you already said you
yes,
hated it.
That's but not I love very maple nice. Syrup.
You could be Canadian if you know how to spell Saskatchewan and put it on the map and fit it in the tiny little
There's So, friends of the podcast, you need to try this, okay? Because this is what every Canadian kid had to endure in public school, in geography class. Yes. Take a blank map of Canada, go to Saskatchewan, so not BC, so if you're starting on the left, not BC.
Not Alberta.
Not Alberta, the next one. Saskatchewan. Small one. and try and fit the whole word across the middle of it.
And it's just really too
small. Really too small. Especially when you're still like at the age of I'm like kind of learning to print, right? That was a bitch of an exercise. Yeah, it didn't matter. It was never happening. Too bad they never said just do it up and down. Never. It was always you had to fit it across. Yeah.
Okay, you could be Canadian if you design your Halloween costume to fit over a snowsuit.
That's pretty Canadian.
Because it's freaking cold.
That's pretty Canadian right there.
It started to snow this October.
Yeah. I know. Usually, lots of times. The goal is you always hope that there's no snow for the little ones. But yes, there always is.
There always is.
Yeah.
And then the last one is, if you could be Canadian if your favorite potato chip flavor is ketchup.
All right. I think that I'm more Canadian than not. Samantha.
Well, thank God for that,
exactly,
Lisa.
Right? Exactly. Thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
Definitely more Canadian.
Okay. Now, for those of you, I have a quick tip.
Oh.
If you want to become more Canadian.
Oh.
I have some things you can watch and listen.
Okay.
Okay? Movies. Men with Brooms.
That's a good one.
It's funny. It's about curling.
About curling.
Paul Gross is in it. He's a very famous Canadian actor. Cool guy. 1 Week with Joshua Jackson.
Never heard of it.
It's cool.
Okay.
I just watched it. My American Cousin, because it showcases BC and that's why I love it.
Okay.
And Strange Brew,
which
with
is
Bob and Doug McKenzie. Right?
Do you remember the song they used to do? Coo-loo, coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo. Don't know why. But that's how they started every show. Right? Hoser.
And if you're going to watch TV.
Yes.
YouTube it.
Yep.
Beachcombers.
Yes.
King of Kensington.
Absolutely.
Corner Gas, because it's all about the sketchy buns.
Yes, and Brett Butt is awesome.
Brett Butt is hilarious.
That's how a show should be. That's true dialogue. My husband says that all the time when we watch it. And he's doing it in a cartoon coming out.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Shout out to Brett Butt.
Brett Butt, what? Also, Due South.
Yep.
Paul Gross again. Republic of Doyle, which is based in Newfoundland. Good show, kind of funny. Yep. Alan Honko was the main guy in it. Very cool guy. But if you really want to understand Canadiana, SCTV.
SCTV.
Is a comedy sketch
yep.
of lots of famous Canadian
absolutely.
Comedians and actors. Yep. And the sketch that I remember the most is Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yeah.
Great White North.
Yes, definitely.
Hosers.
Hosers. Check that out.
Yeah. Take Off, eh?
Yeah.
And another great one, Kids in the Hall.
Yes.
Kids in the Hall, favorite sketch, Chicken Lady.
Mine was
Check
Dave,
it out.
Mine was the song, These Are the Daves I Know, I Know. These Are the Daves I Know. One of us is David. My friend beside me is Dave. Right? Like, it was all it was about.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was
good,
funny.
Like, so Canadian.
Just funny, though.
Just great, yeah. Great stuff.
Check it out.
Okay, now music.
Anne Murray.
Oh, of course.
Without Anne Murray. So, friends of the podcast, she's Canada's songbird.
Yes.
She's our songbird.
Yes, Lisa.
Without Anne Murray, there's no Jan Arden. There's no Shania Twain. There's no Celine Dion. There's no Sarah McLachlan. There's no Canadian music.
Okay, now that you've named off all of those, you should also check out Blue Rodeo.
Yes.
True Canadianas.
Yes.
Big Sugar.
Mm.
Super cool guys.
Mm.
I've met them. Bare Naked Ladies.
Awesome.
Met them too.
Yep.
Tragically Hip.
Rest in Peace, Gord Downie.
Yep.
Definitely very Canadian.
This will help you to understand us.
It will.
And perhaps we'll get you into the mode of wanting to be a Canadian.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying
wrong.
To be helpful, Lisa.
Yeah. We're just trying to spread a little bit of Canadiana on your way, friends the podcast. Right?
Uh-huh.
That's all we were trying to do.
You know what?
Let you in on us.
Yeah. We love living here.
Yeah.
Canada's a pretty awesome country.
But we're odd.
But we're hot.
And we're a little bit quirky.
And we got weird words.
And we got weird words, right? But you got us.
You got us.
And we're here from Canada, right?
All right.
Now,
I think we got some I Shake My Heads this week.
I have one.
Lisa.
And I'm not going to really get too in-depth because I don't really want to give it a lot of credit.
Uh-oh.
My I Shake My Head this week is all of these crazy kids that are doing the Tide Pod Challenge.
What is that?
I don't know a lot about it. All I know is that they're eating the Tide Pod.
What?
Yes, and it's gone viral.
Oh.
So first off, here's my first issue with that. If you grew up in the 70s or with a parent that didn't mind spanking you, then you would not be eating a Tide Pod because you would have at some point gotten mad, used a bad word, and had to either lick a bar of soap or had your mouth washed out with soap. You would know that that's a horrible experience.
Disgusting.
Wouldn't be taking part in the Tide Pod Challenge.
Nope.
So these stupid kids, and I'm going to call them stupid. Stupid kids. They are like eating, like the damage that that can do.
Ugh.
Concentrated
Ugh.
Detergent.
I
Why even... in this day and age are we having to tell people, teenagers, don't do that?
I don't know.
I know, right? That was it's everywhere. That was my I shake my head.
Really?
Yeah. Why are you eating the soap?
The soap.
Why are you eating the soap?
I don't understand that either.
I licked bars of soap. When I was a kid, because sometimes we got our mouths washed out with soap because we were bad.
I was at my grandma's house.
Right.
She was in her blue bathroom, and my mother was like, eat it.
Uh-huh. Lather it up. Have a lick. Right? And it was a bad thing.
It was disgusting.
Yeah. So, you know what, kids? You need to have your mouth washed out with the soap.
Mm-hmm.
Not swallow the soap, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are they swallowing it?
Yeah, that's the thing, is they're swallowing.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that disgusting?
Are they not puking right after?
I don't know. I haven't gone to look.
Oh,
I don't want to look.
God.
I don't want to know. Maybe that's showing our age. I just think stupid assholes.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah, stupid
kids.
That is
so stupid.
Sorry, kids, but stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was my shake my head. You?
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Mine happened this morning over breakfast. And I was like, okay, I had another one. But I'm like, this one is slightly better.
Every now and then that happens. Every now and then, something trumps it.
So we're eating our gigantic breakfast. And Lisa was talking to me, and then for some reason, the people that were sitting behind me in the other booth striked up an interesting conversation that I all of a sudden caught.
And you did this to me.
Yeah, I did.
I'm like...
Because I wanted to listen, and I'm like, oh, it's good that my ears are still working.
Yeah, because mine aren't, and I couldn't hear.
So, I overheard the conversation, and this gentleman, who seemed young,
yep.
I couldn't see him because obviously my back was to them, was talking about a recent breakup. And you know what he said?
It was horrible.
He broke up with his last girlfriend.
So we're quoting this dude.
Because she was unattractive, because she had gone through a horrible car accident that disfigured her face a little bit.
Oh my God.
And then it was because she was a little too Christian for him. And then he liked her family more than he liked her.
Asshole. Hashtag douchebag.
And then he said something like, and she has type 2 diabetes.
I heard that part. I did hear. That part I heard. I'm like, because you and I both were like, what's that have to do with anything?
I am like trying so hard not to laugh so that they don't, realize that I'm listening in on this stupid ass conversation. And all I'm thinking, and then I say to you, what does he look like?
I know, right?
Because I wanted to think, are you like Brad Pitt?
No.
Are you George Clooney?
And he wasn't either of those, but he was just average. He was okay.
Oh, and then also something else I heard in the conversation was that he was so glad that it only took 3 weeks for him to figure it out. And the girl said, oh, yeah, that's really good. And I'm like, you're a freaking idiot.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah. Hashtag douchebag. That's a douchebag guy.
And then I overheard another little snippet. I don't know if it was still about this conversation.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm still going to be myself. You know, an adult. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Dude. Hashtag douchebag.
Douchebag.
I don't care if you were still talking about that poor girl
that
you dated for 3 weeks. I feel sorry for her now.
But here's the thing. Are you now saying this because you're sitting with another girl? Is that your sister? Is that a friend? Or is that like your new girlfriend that you're airing this shit out to?
Well, I have no clue. But it was the most ridiculous conversation I've ever heard.
It really was.
And I'm like, and this speaks to your age. Because they were young.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh.
It was really bad.
Yeah, she's a little unattractive. Well, you're not exactly, like, spectacular yourself, dude.
Right? And she has a reason as to why she maybe has a few issues, right?
She's got
a legit reason, dude.
But it was, like, the things you hear when you pay attention to the booth next to you.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, hey? And meanwhile, and if somebody wanted to compare that to us, all they would hear us talking about is bitching about retail. I'm hungry. Bring more bacon, and I'll have another cup of coffee, please. Okay? Pretty boring stuff. That's too funny.
That was my I shake my head.
I know, right?
It was good.
Yeah.
It made me laugh.
It was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Okay. next week's topic.
Yeah.
Things you should never Google.
This has the potential to come with, like, a warning.
This is going to get gross.
Well, I don't even know how we're even going to, like, research it.
I don't know, without getting totally disgusted.
And then without, like, offending people, because then friends to podcasts are going to be like, why would you even check that? But that's the whole point of it.
That's the whole point.
Right? So, I don't even know what that's going to look like. Yeah. But when you came up with it, I'm like, sign me up. Right?
Gross is good.
Gross is good. May come with a warning label. 14 and plus. Whatever that is.
All right.
All right.
Guys, you can hear us on Podbean, iTunes, iHeart Radio, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, and Google Play.
Yes.
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or you can email us questions or suggestions of topics to ismhead@gmail.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Samantha, you know what?
Lisa.
You're a darn good friend.
I gotta be to put up with you.
All right, have a good week, everybody.
Bye.